This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Former U.S. President Donald Trump will be in court on Thursday to face charges he attempted to prevent the winner of the 2020 presidential election, Democrat Joe Biden, from taking office. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer says prosecutors may be aiming for a quick trial by not naming Trump's alleged conspirators in the plot.
More defendants mean more defense lawyers and more legal motions and more delays. Such a large cast of defendants would make it difficult for Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith to get Trump in front of a jury before the final stretch of the 2024 campaign. Not indicting the alleged conspirators does not mean that they won't face charges. Legal scholars, in fact, say they believe the alleged conspirators stand a very strong chance of being indicted and going on trial, possibly after Trump faces a jury. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
With days left until a deadline to return power to Niger's democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum, neighbors Mali and Burkina Faso are warning against military intervention, creating tensions with Niger's current partners like France and the United States. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo reports.
France and the European Union suspended aid to Niger after last week's coup. France, whose embassy was attacked recently by coup supporters, has started evacuating some of its citizens and the citizens of other nations out of Niger. ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, also imposed sanctions. But Guinea, whose leader, Mamadi Doumbouya, recently came to power through a coup, denounced that measure. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he spoke to Niger's President Bazoum late Tuesday and reiterated the United States and its partners' support for democratic governance. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Well, all the news we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 108 people were treated for heat-related illnesses at the World Scout Jamboree being held in South Korea. The illnesses occurred during Wednesday night's opening ceremony of the Jamboree, attended by 40,000 scouts in the southwestern town of Buan, where temperatures reached 35 degrees Celsius. The head of the Jamboree organizing committee says most of them have recovered, but at least two remain in treatment at an on-site hospital as of Thursday morning. South Korea is having one of its hottest summers in years. Authorities raised its hot weather warming to the highest serious level for the first time in 4 years, as temperatures nationwide hovered between 33 to 38 degrees Celsius. The safety ministry says at least 16 people have died because of heat-related illnesses since May 20th, including two people on Tuesday. The Palestinians' envoy to the United Nations says a majority of countries are supporting the Palestinians' view that Israel is taking over land they seek for an independent state. The UN General Assembly adopted a Palestinian-backed resolution last December, asking the UN's highest judicial body, the International Court of Justice, to give its opinion on the legality of Israeli policies in the Palestinian territories. Palestinian Ambassador Riyad Mansour told a group of reporters Wednesday the number of submissions to the court exceeded Palestinian expectations and came from every continent, including the United States, Russia, China, Britain and France, all five permanent members of the UN Security Council. Israel's UN ambassador has denounced the resolution as outrageous and called the UN morally bankrupt and politicized. The youngest son of Aung San Suu Kyi says a partial pardon by Myanmar's ruling military of the jailed former leader means absolutely nothing. Reuters correspondent Joel Flynn has the story.
Kim Arris, who's a British national, said the move didn't go far enough in any way.
She should never have been charged with any of those charges in the first place. They're all false. The only real meaningful movement that they could come up with is releasing her and restoring the democratic government, but they're not about to do that anytime soon.
Myanmar has been in turmoil since early 2021. That was when the military overthrew Suu Kyi's elected government and cracked down on opponents of military rule. Thousands were jailed or killed. The 78-year-old Nobel laureate Suu Kyi was detained during the coup. She denies all the charges of which she was subsequently convicted, ranging from incitement and election fraud to corruption, and has appealed.
That was Reuters correspondent Joel Flynn. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com, and also download our app, VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.